أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بديع السماوات والأرض وإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. In this ayat where Allah Ta'ala negates the wrong beliefs of the Jews, the Christians and the polytheists that Allah Ta'ala has got children. And the ulama have explained this ayat with all academic and logical proof, and even from their own arguments, that this is a totally corrupt and illogical belief that Allah Ta'ala can have children. For example, as we explained, that they say Allah Ta'ala says that Isa alayhi salam and his mother Maryam used to eat food, and a god does not eat, he feeds, so they cannot be gods. Children have to be the same species of their parents, and if they were children of Allah Ta'ala, then they should also have been like Allah Ta'ala, invisible, we cannot see them, etc. But they were visible, they could be seen all the time. Also, that they are dependent, and Allah Ta'ala, the being who is Ilah, is totally independent, and that they undergo change all the time. All the time from conception till mort, they undergo change, and Allah Ilah is He who is as He was all the time, is like that and will forever remain. He does not undergo any change whatsoever. And also, as explained in the last ayat, that everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So they also belong to Allah Ta'ala. We are all the slaves of Allah Ta'ala. And in this, the ulama explained that if any person, his son or his close family comes in his possession as a slave, immediately he becomes free. He doesn't have to be freed, he automatically becomes free, because a slave and a child cannot go together. So yeah, also if they are the children of Allah, they cannot be the slaves of Allah. And Allah explained that everyone is the slave and is total in totality is in submission to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is that being, badi'u samawati wal ard. Naya paida karne wala hai asman aur zameen ka. Allah Ta'ala is the one who has created the heavens and the earth, and He has created them not with all means and things that we need to make things normally. Allah just gave the command, kun. وَإِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُنْ. اور جب حکم کرتا ہے کسی کام کو تو یہی فرماتا ہے اس کو کہ ہو جا, بس وہ ہو جاتا ہے. Whenever Allah Ta'ala decides to do anything, He just gives the command of be and the thing is. And this kun and fayakun, be and is also for our understanding. I know, in fact, when Allah just intends something, then immediately the thing comes into being. Allah is not in need of any matter, raw material, etc. Allah is not in need of any plans, tools, etc. Allah just commands and it happens. And where did Isa alayhi salam have that? In fact, according to the wrong and corrupt belief of the Christians, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was crucified on the cross. That belief is also wrong. And the basis of it is also corrupt. Because if he was a god, then how could he be overpowered by the people? How could he be crucified? If the god cannot save himself, how can he save other people? So totally wrong and corrupt beliefs. And these explanations of this ayah and of the ayat show the great knowledge which is being kept in the Quran and the Quran Sharif with all logical arguments. And in fact, according to their own arguments and their own beliefs, they are proven to be completely wrong. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has in these ayat explained that Allah alone owns and controls everything, and everything is submits to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is nothing that can happen or that can go out of the control of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Everything, the are those things which the sun, the moon, the rotation of the sun, the coming of the rains, the blowing of the winds, all these they submit totally to Allah and as Allah has commanded. Similarly, the farishtas also. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam himself will announce and say, I never told anyone to worship me, and I'm also a slave of Allah Ta'ala. The malaika, when they will be also asked that, did you tell the people to worship you? They will say, Subhanallah, where could we ever have done that? We are also fully obedient to you. So all the creation of Allah, Isa alayhi salam, Uzair alayhi salam, the malaika, we are all totally in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And by the divine decree of Allah Ta'ala, those people who are non-believers and who commit sin, it is also in the plan and in the decree of Allah Ta'ala. So there is absolutely nothing that is out of the command of Allah Ta'ala. Everything submits, and nobody else has got that quality. Neither Isa alayhi salam, nor Uzair, nor the malaika who are the mushrikeen, the polytheists say, are the daughters of Allah. Nobody has got any power whatsoever. Allah alone is in control of everything, and only He is worthy of worship. So the belief of Tawheed is very, very important, and it is also our duty where we come in contact with these non-believers, Christians, Jews, the mushrikeen, the polytheists, that we should explain to them the Tawheed of Allah and call them towards the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and they should give up making shirk and associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. That is one of the greatest crimes, as Allah explains, and in the sequence of this ayat, to stop people from the masjid, from the ibadat of Allah, is a very, very great crime. More greater than that is to associate partners with Allah Ta'ala. So all these wrongdoings, we should refrain ourselves and try and guide others also, that they also refrain from these wrong beliefs and these wrong practices.